This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress. He noted that this is not just a number, but a strong macroeconomic symbol indicating its position as the growth driver of global economy. Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. He further said that in a world full of trust crises, India stands as a pillar of trust and a bridge builder when the world is fragmenting.
आज दुनिया अनिश्चितताओं से भरी हुई है, लेकिन अनिश्चितताओं से भरे इस दौर में हमारा भारत एक अलग ही लीग में दिख रहा है। भारत आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है। जब दुनिया में स्लोडाउन की बात होती है, तब भारत ग्रोथ की कहानी लिखता है। जब दुनिया में ट्रस्ट की क्राइसिस दिखता है, तब भारत ट्रस्ट का पिलर बन रहा है। जब दुनिया फ्रेगमेंटेशन की तरफ जा रही है, तब भारत ब्रिज बिल्डर बन रहा है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. He also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement, FTA, with them. He disclosed that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre is working to simplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organisation in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said that a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment. She added that the government has steadily brought down custom duties in the last 2 years and is finding ways to simplify customs, making them more transparent. The nation is paying homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building and honor his memory as a visionary social reformer, jurist, and a politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of the Indian Constitution at Parliament Complex in New Delhi today. Cricket now. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 271 runs set by South Africa, India were 96 for no loss in 18.5 overs in the third and final ODI of the three-match series in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The ministry has mandated that the refund process for all cancelled or disrupted flights should be fully completed by 8 p.m. tomorrow. Airlines have also been instructed not to levy any rescheduling charges for passengers whose travel plans were affected by cancellations. The ministry has clarified that any delay or non-compliance in refund processing will invite immediate regulatory action to ensure seamless grievance redressal. IndiGo has been instructed to set up dedicated passenger support and refund facilitation cells. And that is the end of this news bulletin.